It's Radio Munson on WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University, with Buddy Rich's big band in a mellow tone.
Yeah.
Buddy Rich and his great band in 1986 at the Stadshalle in Leonberg, Germany, before an enthusiastic crowd. Buddy was 68 years old then, and get this, he was 68 years old, and he'd been drumming professionally for 65 of those 68 years. He was 3 years old when he went on the vaudeville stage as Traps, the Boy Wonder. Buddy Rich, he was quite an interesting character. He lived less than another year after that. He died at age 69 the following spring and left a wonderful legacy. He's probably the best big band jazz drummer ever. We're Radio Munson here on GLT. Glad you're along this evening, wherever you are. My email address is don.munson@comcast.net. Broadcasting from just outside of Tucson, Arizona this evening. And then hop on a plane tomorrow morning and head back to Bloomington Normal for GLT's Radio Faces tomorrow night. Don Gagne, the political reporter, head guy for NPR, is going to be the guest speaker. I wonder how he'll interpret the results of elections held in a couple of key states just, a couple of nights ago. We don't talk politics, you know, on this radio program. What we the people need, according to Catherine Russell, is plenty of music.
We the people gotta have dancing, plenty of dancing. We the people gotta have rhythm and song. We the people gotta have singing, plenty of swinging. Please the people, and you will never go wrong. We don't give a rap about taxation, long as legislators give a nation syncopation. We the people have to keep happy, have to keep snappy. We the people gotta have a rhythm and song.
Catherine Russell here on Radio Munson on GLT with a song that Fats Waller wrote with Andy Razif, his writing partner, back during the Great Depression years. Seems to make sense today, doesn't it? That was Mark Shane playing piano, Lee Hudson on bass, Mark Ministeri on guitar, Brian Grice on drums, John Eric Kelso playing that cornet, and John Aldred playing the trombone. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time this evening, and then evening jazz keeps on cooking tonight, well into the night. Here's a song done by the Four Freshmen. they decided they would do a vocal version of the Stan Kenton standard called Dynaflow, closely identified with the Stan Kenton band, who helped establish, by the way, Stan Kenton's band, the Four Freshmen, when they were still really freshmen over at Butler University in Indianapolis. The story goes that that Ross Barber, the stand-up drummer and one of the founding members of the Four Freshmen, got the guys together to do this vocal version of Dynaflow, and they were anxious to see the lyric sheets because they hadn't heard the lyrics before. And when they got in the studio, according to Ross, that's when he told them, well, there really haven't been lyrics written to Dynaflow. So the Four Freshmen just sort of took it from there. Four Freshmen doing Stan Kenton's Dynaflow, and that was Bill Holman's arrangement and Holman's band. If Four Freshmen leader Ross Barber really did tell his guys that there would be lyric sheets waiting for him when they got to the recording studio, I would be surprised. Apocryphal story, I think. It's, in fact, I'm almost certain it's apocryphal. Here we are on Radio Munson on Thursday evening. Sometimes it's better to not have lyrics, some of the lyrics that they wrote to blend with already down on paper compositions are a little bit suspect when you look back at them. Here's a recording in 1935 done by Glenn Gray's great Casa Loma Orchestra. And I'm not sure now who was credited with the writing of the lyrics, probably somebody who would prefer to remain anonymous right now. But anyway, the trombonist in the band, Pee Wee Hunt, stepped up to the recording studio microphone and did the vocal. ¶¶
Looky, 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 here comes Cookie walking down the street. Looky, 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 call her Cookie, cause she's sweet. Looky, 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 here comes Cookie, what a lucky break. Looky, 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 call her Cookie, cause she takes a cake. When she's near, my lips say oh, my heart says ah, tra-la-la. When she kisses oh, it's TNT for two. Looky, 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 here comes Cookie, gotta fix my tie. Just a little angel playing hooky from heaven on high, oh my, sweet as pumpkin pie.
Kiss me goodnight. Oh, from this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on. The love I need so much. I got the skin that I love to touch. I got the arms to hold me tight. I got those sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on,
Diana Krall and the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra in the pocket on a great old song here on Radio Munson. That was Looky Looky, Here Comes Cookie before the break, with Pee Wee Hunt singing with the famed Casaloma Orchestra. And they survived that somehow. Speaking of John Clayton, one of the two Claytons in the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, he plays bass. And Jeff Hamilton is the drummer in the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. Here are those two guys, John Clayton and Jeff Hamilton, with Harry Sweets Edison playing trumpet. with the Gene Harris Superband, circa 1989, and a song called When It's Sleepy Time Down South. Pianist Gene Harris and his super band at Town Hall in Manhattan in 1989.
There's only one. Harry Sweets Edison. Harry Sweets Edison.
Hadn't heard much of Harry Sweets Edison playing an open horn trumpet. He usually uses that wonderful muted sound, and of course he did as part of that as well. So we heard him muted, and we heard him with an open horn as well. Harry Sweets Edison grew up in Kentucky. Yeah, it was an interesting guy. He said his mother's name had a name not usually associated with black people. It was Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z. That was her name. She said there were so many Schultzes in a small town in Kentucky that they, the regulars, the locals, called it Schultztown. His dad was a Zuni Indian, and his parents separated when he was a little kid, and he grew up on his aunt and uncle's farm near Beaver Dam, Kentucky. He was 23 years old when he joined Count Basie's band in about, I think, 1940. Had a great career with Basie and then later on with several other bands, and just an immense trove of studio work behind some of the great singers of several generations. It was amazing how much the muted trumpet of Harry Sweets Edison could add to an arrangement by Nelson Riddle. Here are those two in concert with vocalist Dinah Shore.
I'm not such a clever one about the latest fads. I admit I was never one adored by local lads. Not that I ever tried to be a saint. I'm the type that they classify as quaint. I'm old-fashioned. I love the moonlight. I love the old-fashioned things. The sound of rain upon a window pane. The starry song that April sings. Fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, I don't mind it, that's how I want to be. As long as you agree to stay old-fashioned with me. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be. In every way, old-fashioned, please stay old-fashioned with me.
That's Dinah Shore with Nelson Riddle's arrangement featuring that muted trumpet of Harry Sweets Edison. Some fine tenor saxophone work from Plaz Johnson as well. Johnny Mercer wrote those lyrics. It's Radio Munson here on GLT. We're going down to New Orleans now, getting down and dirty for the really the first ever jazz musician in New Orleans, Louisiana. Now, that's a big claim, I understand, but most jazz historians will say cornetist Buddy Bolden was the first real jazz musician. He was down in New Orleans just before and just after the emergence of the 20th century. And he played at a number of places, but usually in some of the worst neighborhoods, in the Storyville section, where prostitution and illegal gambling and all kinds of things were going on. He played at the Storyville Union Sons Hall down there on Perdido Street. And it was called the Funky Butt Hall, because of the cramped confines and all the sweat and whiskey-soaked dancers close together in there, and it became a bit odoriferous before the end of the evening. He wrote a song. None of his actual recordings remain, but he wrote a song that was legendary down there. They called it Buddy Bolden's Blues, and eventually somebody wrote some lyrics to it. Actually, they called it the Funky Butt Blues initially. And the great actor, the very talented actor Hugh Laurie, who's played so many roles on TV, done some directing, he's done some producing. I mean, he's been all over the place. And this British actor, Hugh Laurie, plays wonderful piano as well. So he eventually put together a little combo featuring his piano, and he said, you know, I'm going to do a little vocalizing. And one of the tunes he selected was that old thing called Buddy Bolden's Blues.
Thought I heard Buddy Bolden say, you're nasty, you're dirty, take it away. You're terrible, you're awful, take it away. I thought I heard him say, thought I heard Buddy Bolden shout, open up that window and let the bad air out. Open up that window, let that stinking air out. Thought I heard Buddy Bolden say, thought I heard Judge Fogarty say, give him 30 days in the market, take him away, give him a broom to sweep with, take him away. I thought I heard him say, I thought I heard Frankie Dewson say, give me that money, girl, or I'm gonna take it away. Give me that money you owe me, or I'll take it away. Thought I heard Frankie Dewson say.
Buddy Bolden's Blues. That was Hugh Laurie, the actor, doing the vocal and also playing piano with a group he put together in New Orleans. The first of two blues albums that he recorded about 4 or 5 years ago. The album from which this was taken was called Let Them Talk. Pretty highly acclaimed albums. Who would have thunk it? And he also published a novel during that 4 or 5 year period and won several awards and continued acting. Hugh Laurie. On Radio Munson. You ever heard of the tap dancer Taps Miller? Taps Miller. Count Basie's band played a song called Taps Miller to bring old Taps on stage when he was touring with the Basie band back about 1940. And we're going to hear it coming up next on Radio Munson. Count Basie's band, his second Testament band in the mid-1950s, doing a song called Taps Miller. It's a song that the band played during the days around 1940 when Marion Joseph Miller from Indianapolis was singing a little bit, playing a little bit of trumpet, but mostly tap dancing with the Count Basie band. Taps Miller. Frank Foster wrote that for Basie's band. The New Testament band that played it here featured Sonny Payne on drums, Eddie Jones on bass, and Freddie Green playing that guitar along with Basie's piano. That was Frank West on alto and Thad Jones playing trumpet here on Radio Munson. Well, we did a little Basie. How about a little Duke Ellington? This was from 1941, actually. Ellington did a musical stage review called Jump for Joy and recorded a song called Jump for Joy that featured his vocalist Ivy Anderson and his trombonist Tricky Sam Nanton. Thank you.
Honey child, jump for joy. Don't you grieve, little Eve. All the hounds, I do believe, have been killed. Ain't you thrilled, jump for joy? Have you seen pastures groovy? Green pastures was just a Technicolor movie. When you stomp up to heaven and you meet old St. Pete, tell that boy, jump for joy. Step right in, give Pete some skin and jump for joy.
For joy with the Duke Ellington Orchestra, 1941. Tricky Sam Nanton playing that trombone, and Ivy Anderson doing the vocal, but I forgot to mention the alto sax solo by Johnny Hodges. Here on Radio Munson, here's a song that Curtis Stigers went overseas to record. He recorded in Copenhagen with the Danish Radio Big Band.
Darling, why stop to cling to some fading thing that it used to be. If you can forget, don't worry about me.
Curtis Steigers in Copenhagen with the Danish Radio Big Band, recorded and released earlier this year. Done by Harry Allen's all-star New York saxophone band, including Harry's tenor and tenors of Grant Stewart and Eric Alexander and Gary Smullyan playing that baritone sax. Radio Munson from Tucson, Arizona this evening with Diane Schur and Deedles sings here with Billy May's arrangement and his band.
Your eyes are blue, your kisses too. I never knew what love could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. I can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you high above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me. Your eyes are blue, your kisses too. I never knew what love could do. I can't believe that you're really, really, really in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. I can't believe that you're in love with me. Well, I have always placed you high above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love.
That's Diane Scherr with Billy May's band here on Radio Munson, wrapping up another Thursday evening here from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. Flying back to Bloomington tomorrow for tomorrow night's GLT Radio Faces featuring Don Gagne. Hope to see some of you there. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll be back here in Tucson with you next Thursday evening. Thanks for listening to Radio Munson on WGLT Normal.